from KQED.
The wet season arrived early this year for much of California, even as Lake Mead, the giant reservoir behind Hoover Dam, dropped to record low levels. Farmers in the naturally arid Imperial Valley depend on the Colorado River, but after 11 years of drought in the river basin, the future is looking dry. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark delivers the first of two reports as part of our Climate Watch project.
That's the old channel right there. Isn't that beautiful?
Vince Brook is a kind of ambassador for Imperial Valley farmers. It's part of his job at the local irrigation district to show visitors around the area. Today, that visitor's me. Mostly, though, it's busloads of water wonks from various western cities. And as they bounce along the bumpy roads, their comments can be less than diplomatic.
We're water wasters, we're water hogs, the egg sponge, a waste of water.
This is the water they're talking about, the Colorado River, the lifeblood of a billion-dollar agricultural industry in the Imperial Valley, thanks to this giant cement structure.
This is Imperial Dam.
Doug Cox manages the dam for the Imperial Irrigation District, and he's still a little mesmerized by all that water pulsing through.
This is the only source of water for the Imperial Valley. All the drinking water, all the ag water, this is it.
Imperial Dam shunts water from the Colorado River 82 miles across the desert to Imperial Valley Farms through something called the All-American Canal, the last stop before Mexico. When the dam was completed, back in the 1930s, it was considered one of the wonders of the world.
The Imperial Valley, once dry and barren, with the help of water from the Colorado, yields rich crops when irrigated.
Now, around 90% of the vegetables that Americans eat in the winter are grown around here.
Lettuce and romaine, potatoes will go in the ground soon, carrots, cauliflower and broccoli.
Ralph Strom is leading me out to one of his lettuce fields.
Watch your steps.
His family's been farming here since right after World War I, around the time western states divvied up water from the Colorado River. The strategy was pretty much first come, first served. And Imperial Valley farmers got served a torrent. Priority rights to almost three-quarters of California's allotment, more water than what Arizona and Nevada got combined. That was almost a century ago, but Strom says there's still good reason so much water should go to farms like his.
The rest of the nation is becoming a service economy, and Imperial Valley is producing something. So many of our jobs and the manufacturing industries have been exported away from the United States. We're keeping those jobs here.
But they're not keeping all the water here anymore. Under pressure from federal officials, farmers have reluctantly given up some of it to the more populous and powerful cities of Los Angeles and San Diego. Strom shows me a controversial result of that transfer as we walk along an irrigation channel. He points to a big padlock securing a gate across the channel's mouth.
And that lock is to prevent water from being put on this field for the term of a fallowing contract.
Growers fallowed about 2% of the valley's farmland this year. Cities pay thousands of dollars for each unfarmed acre. It can actually be cost-effective for farmers right now while crop prices are so low. But Strom says it hurts the valley as a whole.
The tractor salesman is hurt. People that sell fertilizer and provide other services to farmers, they're impacted.
Compensation, for now, is going to those who've been hurt. And the fallowing program's only supposed to last a few years while farmers make their irrigation systems more efficient. But after 11 years of drought in the Colorado River Basin, Lake Mead is at its lowest level ever. Add the expected effects of climate change, and models show a 50% chance it could dry up by 2057. Unless current water use in the region changes drastically. One obvious target for that change is agriculture in the Imperial Valley.
You know, we don't need our agriculture in the western U.S. to feed the population. You know, it's an important part of the economy, but if agriculture were to go away, life would go on in the western U.S.
Doug Kenny runs the Western Water Policy Program at the University of Colorado.
I imagine what will happen is money will flow from cities to farmers and water will flow from farms to cities.
But, Kenny says, both sides should be bracing for a bumpy and undiplomatic ride. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in the Imperial Valley.
Tomorrow, we'll hear about engineering efforts to squeeze more out of the Colorado and why that still might not be enough. That's the California Report for Thursday, December 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org, and URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com.